So it was Shabbos afternoon, and the Baal Shem Tov was with his chassidim, and they're singing and singing and singing, and suddenly they stop. And the Baal Shem Tov says, the lights of the west, the Ner Amaravi, has just been extinguished. And they didn't really understand what, the chassidim didn't understand what the Baal Shem Tov was talking about. Until after Shabbos, they realize that right at that moment, Rav Chaim ben Attar, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, had passed away. And the Baal Shem Tov, as you mentioned, said that if he would have been able to pair up the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, their holiness could have brought the Mashiach. They were so holy together. And they asked, Rebbe, how did you know? You live so far away. You're in Poland, he's in Morocco, or maybe he was in Eretz Israel at that point, I don't remember. How do you know that he passed away? Baal Shem Tov answered that there's each generation, there's a potential Mashiach, someone who could be the Mashiach. And whoever that is, the secret of Netilat Yadayim is passed down to that person. And right at that moment, it came to me.
When he was washing his hands.
When he was singing the Shalai Shiris Nigun. In other words, who was the previous Mashiach of the generation? Rav Chaim ben Attar, the Or HaChaim. And when he passed away, it came to the Baal Shem Tov. So they had this amazing holiness. Rav Chaim ben Attar sanctified himself in every way. What's amazing about his sefer, the Or HaChaim, the Kadosh.
He went to the mikvah after he would go to the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be holy. Now, that I never heard of. But I know his sefer. Actually, a miracle how I got this sefer. I got to learn it better. But what's amazing about learning the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is that it's pshat, it's remez, it's kabbalah, it's pshat, it's drushes of chazal, it's everything all in one. It's an amazing, amazing commentary, and that's why it's, you know, world famous. And you know, you need to learn to, not a real Talmud Chacham until you learn Or HaChaim on the Torah, which is why I'm not yet a Talmud Chacham. And as we know, he was buried. At the end of his life, he made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. He was revealed.
He has his Beit Knesset right here.
His Beit Knesset right next to us, and he's buried in Har Zeitim. Bezrat Hashem, Sheikh will come soon, and he'll come back to us. And the stories, there are many, many miracle stories about his grave.
The other guy were born, or birthdays are today.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing. Wow, yeah. So you're very connected to Or HaChaim.
I don't know much about him.
So you were learning. The Or HaChaim, then they tried to plow over, in between 48 and 67, we didn't have the rights over Har HaZeitim, and at other times too, but when they wanted to get rid of the grave of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the tractor flipped over. They sent another tractor, second one flipped over.
Yeah.
They sent the guy with a hammer, it ended up also hurting him or killing him, I don't remember. But he was so holy, even in death, that these miracles were happening. And
really, these really happened.
Yeah, real story. I'll tell you another, a real story with a guy with a name, Boyoner Chosid. I just read this on the Babinger website, that once, a few years back, he used to learn the Or HaChaim at the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And, you know, it's a little bit not such a safe neighborhood there. And a terrorist came up with a knife. And he felt scared that he was going to kill him. And he davened, please Hashem, in the schools of the Or HaChaim, save me. And he looked back, and the terrorist was frozen. And this is not like above Meister for hundreds of years ago. This is like, you know, 20 years ago this happened.
In 720. He was frozen?
Yeah, he was just like, not like frozen, like he was totally scared. And like he ran away in the schools of the Or HaChaim. Another story about, I'll tell you a story about him in his life. We taste a little bit of the righteousness of the holy Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Or HaChaim was so devoted to learning Torah that he would make a little bit of money. He was a weaver. And then when he had enough money for the month, he would stop and learn. All he would do is learn.
Wow,
and the king came over to him and said, my daughter's wedding's soon. I need you to do this work for me. I'll pay you very lavishly. And he said, I'm sorry, I did enough work for the month. Now I'm learning Torah. Come back to me next month. The king said, my daughter's wedding's this month. Or HaChaim said, I'm sorry. The king sent a messenger and said, if you don't do it, the lion's going to eat you. Or HaChaim wasn't scared. They brought him in. They brought him to the lions.
They put him in the Colosseum.
Yeah. And he just said to Tehillim, and all of the lions were just chilling with him. Like we were saying, the Baal Shem Tov, you know, feeling the holiness of the holy Or HaChaim Kadosh. It's Gavalt. So you can feel the holiness when you learn the Or HaChaim Kadosh, when you daven in his beautiful, in his base medrash. Nowadays, is screaming davening, like we were talking about with the Baal Shem Tov. And it's a great minyan there every day. And it's also a nice museum. And Bezrat Hashem, we should learn his Torahs and connect to his Torahs. And he loves Shabbos. He's always talking about Shabbos, how the world's recreated on Shabbos. We should learn his Parshas Sefer on Shabbos. And Bezrat Hashem, connect deeper to the Or HaChaim. And Mizchus Or HaChaim, he should be a Melech Yosef for us. He should daven for us of all these truths. And everything should be amazing. And you're my Shliach. When you go to the Or HaChaim tonight, please daven for all of Am Yisrael. Myself included. Bezrat Hashem. HaChaim.